Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, what's up, guys? It's your boy Spyro, and I just sipped tea with Temi-san on Tea with Tay. You already know. Cheese!
Hey, guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Tea with Tay Pod, the only podcast that brings you the tea as it is hot. And of course, speaking about tea, this episode is proudly sponsored by my faves, Lipton. Today, my guest is a singer-songwriter who's not afraid to influence the culture for Jesus. His name is Oluwasomi Oludikpe David, professionally known as Spyro. Who's your guy? Please, a round of applause for my guest. My guy, welcome to my podcast.
What's good?
Finally.
Yeah,
I don't need to chase you. How's it going?
They chase ourselves.
Yeah, but finally, we're doing it now.
So yeah.
It's a good time.
What's good? What's popping? How's life?
I'm on with you. It's the end of the year when we're wrapping up.
Confirm.
Life is good so far. How's your end?
We thank God. We're pushing.
You're thriving. I see all the evidence.
Evidence of God's doing.
As in, God is really doing it. So.
Yeah, we thank God. Thank God.
It's good to have you. I know. I would never have guessed that you were, like, from the West. I thought that you were probably from, like, the South. So when I saw Oluwasomi, I'm like, oh, wow.
The proper Lagos boy.
I see that.
Born and bred in Lagos.
Okay, so please, I want to get to know Oluwasomi. Who is Oluwasomi? If you were asked, who's the real...
So, he's a boy from the slums of Mushi. I grew up in Mushi with my parents. I get papa, I get mama, I'm a twin.
You are?
Yeah. So I have a twin sister and then I have an elder brother. You know, so I spent most of my formative years in Lagos, in Mushi precisely. So from primary school to secondary school, and then I schooled in University of Ibadan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, pretty much. I've been a Lagos boy till I got to the university, you know, level of education.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm a street lemu.
Tell me about growing up in Mushi.
My parents did a very good job, you know, guarding us and, you know, keeping us indoors, even from home.
Mm-hmm.
We moved from home to church, from home to school. You know, they limited that interference with the space. But based on say me, I stubborn now. Mm-hmm. Based on say me, I don't want to do music tete, so I always waka. I'll come out, go mingle with guys, you know. So that's what living in Mushi is like, you know. Yeah.
So, you know, because people say this thing a lot about Mushi being a slum, but, you know, a lot of talented people have come from Mushi and a lot of successful people. Is it that because of the mindset, people don't exactly grow past a certain level? Or what keeps people stuck there? What keeps people at a certain level in Mushi?
So I won't say that it's a general thing, because there are people that come out from motion and they are motivated mm-hmm. by, you know, things they see around. You know, so if you see someone that is driven in motion, most definitely that person is going to be big, because, mm-hmm. you know, you're motivated by the struggles and the hustles in your environment. So, for example, Wandeko, for example, and a couple of other people that came out from motion, is almost like looking at where you're coming from and saying, I don't want to continue this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that on its own is like a ginger for you.
Yeah, motivation.
To pursue your dreams and go get get the stacks and go make something out of your life.
Mm. But it's good that didn't influence you, because you clearly said you were guarded, you were shielded.
Yeah, but it did influence me, because, there are two sides to it. Two sides to the coin, you know, because you can't come out from everything happens on the street of Mushin. So you have inspiration everywhere, you know. So Mushin majorly shaped my own musical, you know, my musical life.
Okay.
You know, because it was right there that I got exposed to different genres of music, Fuji, you know, Akbala, you know, any kind of music that you can think of.
Is it that there's a big culture of music in Mushin?
Yeah.
Because there's two or three people that have come on this podcast and they were from Mushin and they've gone on to become like superstar mm-hmm. musicians.
Yeah, because unlike Ireland, where we say they know if you just open one place, they sell a cassette, they blast music. For Mushin, mm-hmm. everywhere, they sell CD, they play one music. For if you enter this street, they play Wasua in there, if you enter this one. So, you know. So, I grew up in that place where everywhere you turn to, they are playing one music or the other. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. they are playing Two Face here, they are playing Wasua in there here, playing, you know, different. Yeah, so it influences you.
That's amazing. Tell me about grit. Tell me about the relationship with your parents. And, you know, you mentioned church, growing up in church and being guarded. I can imagine that your parents were like serious church people mm-hmm. who like protected you guys. Like, so me, church is at 5:00. Oh yeah, yeah. Your sister, get up, get ready, go. Yeah, like
my father is quite strict. Right. You know, it's a pastor, and the way he, you know, the way pastors are with their kids,
yeah, PK,
like they're really very strict, and because they have this ideology that pastor's children are usually the ones.
No, we
this
purpose.
You know, you get. Mm. My papa looked me one day. He said, "You don't hear the story of Magin Gain. Papa, just shoot him." See, I don't feel let any picking come. You just kill yourself. You just die. Nobody will think about you when you are gone. You know, I mean, there's just that
pressure.
Yeah, you get.
But that pressure is never good for the.
To be honest with you. I must say that that's not what. I didn't even know God. I didn't meet God through my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I was right in front of the, you know, the Bible, like every morning you go wake up now, Bible yes. tire me. Like,
morning devotion, everything.
I study Bible from Pali to Pali. I was forced to do it. So I didn't know who God was. In fact, my dad made me hate God, the personality of God. Like, who is this guy?
Guy that's stressing us
out. Yeah. You know, I went sleep, the sweet past, and they come wake you up, say morning devotion. You know, you can imagine how crazy that is. When sleep, you know that time of that time of the night, we say midnight, we say for that four, five.
Yeah, VG Gustav.
That sleep, they sweet. They can't wake you up, say morning devotion.
I hated it so much.
You understand? So it was just so much pressure. You have to be in church at this particular time. In fact, now you go first sweep church, carry speaker, carry, arrange the church, do all these things. So it was just... It was just crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it was crazy. I mean, but we thank God. We thank God. Mm. My mom was able to balance it up. Because while my dad was high-handed mm-hmm. on that, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. My mom was able to balance it up with so much love, you know, yeah.
Mm. Bless her. So, did music start for you, like, from, like, secondary school, or when did it officially start? When you got to uni, or when did the music kick off proper for you? Because also you're a PK, right? A pastor's kid. So it means that you cannot even do the music too much in front of him. It's a thing where it's almost like a hobby that you have to probably hide from him. I don't know if that was the case for you.
Yeah, my dad never wanted me to do music because, I mean, I was a fine artist before. I could draw so well, but, I mean, for one reason or the other, he stopped me from doing that. And then I started music, you know, and he wanted to stop me from doing that, but I got rebellious. And I'm like, nah, you took this other one from me. You won't be able to take this from me.
Oh, he took the fine art from me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I stopped doing that. And then I ventured into music, you know.
So,
and
how old were you when you went into music, bro?
I mean, from a very tender age, I think I was still in... I just had this flair for music, right from primary school.
So would you sing in church? Would you?
Yeah, like I was in the church choir, you know, and I was really, really good, you know. Every choir master, they bring that time, I say, this boy is good, you know. So
were you playing instruments?
Yeah, I played the drum set back then in church. So it was quite interesting anytime I find myself in that space where music is being played or music is being displayed or anything that has to do with music. I just had that flair for it, you know. So he never wanted me to do music. It was war.
I can imagine. Yeah, but you knew this was what God had called you to do.
Yeah, you know, because even at that time, I started after my secondary school education, I started making stops at the studio. You know, I was selling recharge card back then.
Really?
Because I had to fend for myself. You know, even though I had parents that were, you know, they were giving me food, but your parents, once you don't come on school like this,
you know,
you do on your own. So I was just trying to, because me, I won't, now since that time, I don't like lifestyle.
To the gadget, yeah.
I like lifestyle, but my parents, they go give me money to do lifestyle. So I was selling recharge card and I was making, I think, 4,000 naira back then, 4,000.
Every day?
Yeah, per month.
Okay.
Before the 4,000 naira comes over, I don't enter debt of like 20K.
What did they buy?
I know some stupid things. I big collar shirts. We had to sell recharge card that year. One guy did the set clothes. One Igbo guy did the set clothes by the side. So
before your profits, everything
you get. I even be the steal money. I steal money from the recharge card business to go buy clothes.
Okay, so not be your business, you sell for personal.
Not my business, they sell for personal. So, but my conscience can't grip me one time. I say, make a go confess. I go tell the owner, say, I've been taking money to buy
clothes,
to spend for myself, chop life, chop food, buy clothes. I can't take, say, maybe my honesty go make the guy say, this boy is so honest. Let me leave him. I'm on.
He fire you.
Guy carry fire. If to say he fire me for better, I carry me go his solo. Go one of his branch, go his solo. Where they say, for where they always shoot gun. Guy carry me go there. I go sell recharge card. I sell recharge card for like 3 months. I don't collect salary.
I don't get to wicked.
He said I ain't wicked. Well, but I steal him money now.
Hey, but you came out to him. But I get it.
So it was funny. It was a funny experience. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was what it was like growing up. So, but even at sat then, I'd always just now from that same money, I could save, go studio, you know, do all those things, you know. Yeah.
Tell me about University of Ibadan.
University of Ibadan. I got into University of Ibadan, I think 2009, 2010. And it was at that point where I just needed to be in because my twin sister was in school. My brother was in school. I was the only one at home. So I was desperate to just get into school because I would have loved to do Unilag because of the music career that I've chosen, the music career path that I've chosen for myself. But it didn't work. But I just want to enter school. So I got into University of Ibadan that is very known for the academic, you know. So... But I still wanted to do my music. So I started with the church thing. I sang in church. You know, I did in church too in secondary school. I was the chapel prefect.
Right.
You know, that time they do deliverance. So, eh? They send winch come out.
Rewind, take me back there. Please. What do you mean they do deliverance? They conduct deliverance.
Yeah, so. God really used me for secondary school. Real time. If you know anyone that went to my secondary school.
So the cast of demons then.
They give you gist. And these signs that shall follow them that believe in my name, cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, they shall know them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really...
How old were you then? Please give me a rate.
I was so young, but I had passion for the things of God.
Right.
You know, I had passion for the things of God, but anytime I go out, my papa would just make me just begin hit the system again. Because in secondary school, I went to boarding school. So when I was in school, boarding school, I had freedom to do my things my way. Nobody's saying, come and go to church. Nobody's saying, so, you know. So, but my dad had all these books, you know, Christian books that I used to read. And I loved reading Christian books. I read demonology series. I know names of demons. I know... You know, so if I see a demon in operation, I can tell
Sparrow, please.
This is Abaddon. This is Apollyon. This is Beelzebub. Do you understand? Like, you can characterize demons by their operations. You know, Mammon, you know. So I read so much books. Like, I would read Dr. Lukoya's book, plenty, say, Overpowering Witchcraft, you know. Water spirit, how to deal with water spirit. Now, the kind of books where they read.
With Sparrow. when they do the message of grace, that's it.
Is it?
When they do message of grace.
Bro, it's whoa.
Now, whoa. Now, what against witchcraft?
Trust me.
I want to ask you a question, but I want to ask it after the fact, after I've asked you a couple of questions, because this witchcraft thing you just explained to me is quite interesting. But so at that young age, right, you didn't like doing church with your dad, right? Mm-hmm. But in school, God was using you to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that chasm between not liking how your dad was representing God to you and you being used by God in secondary school.
You know, the thing is that while with my dad, he had his own advantages because he was able to instill the fear of God.
Right.
In us. We just didn't like his pattern that it was by force. This God is by force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I'm home, I'm like, the pressure is just there. But when I'm in school, it's just easy. Nobody is telling, I'm learning about God by myself.
On your own terms, yeah.
On my own terms. Nobody is having to tell me, go to church at this time, go to church, you know. So I enjoyed it in school. I enjoyed the process of knowing God and serving God in school than being at home.
You know, one of the things that I've also come to learn as I grow older is that some of us don't like God because of how God was taught to us by our pastors, our family members. You know, if they explain the love of God to us properly, we'll probably do better than our parents.
Yes, we will.
But some of us, they force feed us to, this is Jesus, you have to, he's a consuming fire. If not, it's going to kill you if you don't.
Yeah, if you watch TV, if you do this one, if you do that one, you don't worry, all those things. Man.
So you're constantly trying to outperform the next person to just end God. I'm and that's the problem.
You, the gospel of Christ is the gospel of love. It's not the gospel of force. It's not the, I mean.
But like, if you go and tell our parents from before, they don't go see grief. They still deal with their spirit cocoa.
They know, they should know better now. Yeah. So that was it.
Mm. So was it gospel music that you were doing at the time?
Or? Yeah, I was doing strictly gospel music. Gospel music in secondary school, yeah. It was so, I had a band, like a group then called Gifted Voices, and we were so good that every Sunday, like, people would go to church just to hear us sing. You know, say, it's Gifted Voices singing today, it's Gifted Voices singing
today. Which church was that?
Chapel of Light, like, it's the only, you know, student fellowship in school.
In UI?
No, secondary school, Model College, Meron.
Okay.
You know, Chapel of Light, and it was... Seniors would call us to come sing for them. We good, but at Stiplos, we'd always do for them. We do it so well that we earn us food in the dining hall when, you know, so...
But no, the payments be that yeah, so group of secondary school boys.
Just sing style plus.
Yeah.
Did you call my name? And it was so good because I know a couple of my friends back then, Niyi, Mawuton, and yeah, Gabriel Bambo.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was fun. Ah, devil go hate me on that period. I just they cast out demons anyhow. They do fellowship. I remember one fellowship we do like that. See the way people just they fly come on window.
Which kind of spirit?
The prayer. The prayer. I was a prolific teacher.
Let me tell you why I'm laughing this much. I was raised in the church. I know your type.
Oh God Almighty! And we pray. You know, after I don't jack all those books, I wanted to test.
Yes.
Is this God? Is this God actually for real? This God, where they read inside book? These things, where they you see for real? So, or just go fellowship, you know? When after I preach, finish.
Like a familiar spirit.
What's your own with familiar spirit? So, I just teach and then I teach very well. I teach the scriptures very well. Mm-hmm. So I'll just teach and we go into prayer session. Hot prayer session. Maybe say amen. People know the fees. I remember a girl prays with her one day. She no fees stand for floor. Like the floor was so hot. Like she was just... My eyes don't see
things. Not spirit be that heavy.
I don't know. Maybe not spirit. You say like... No, but... Even till date, if you go pray reach some level, maybe say any unclean spirit where the environment no go fit, you know, withstand the level of prayer.
I hear you.
So yeah. I was just really young as a dead boy. I was so young, boy.
Okay, so but I'm also curious about the teenage part of you, who's a young teenage boy trying to figure out his life and this Christian part. You know, teenagers have a lot of what's the word. Teenagers gets up to a lot, like stupid things, girls, puberty. How you've been very Christianese and very and you being a young boy growing up, how did you balance both? Because obviously you have female attention, you have all of these things. How were you able to?
So like I said, the perks of growing up with a father like mine is the fact that You had that fear of God. So that fear of God was instilled. Mm-hmm. So till date, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't womanize. And because, you know, we were brought up to fear God, you know. So there's some things that I see people do these days that I'm like, I can't try this thing. Like, how are you able to do it? Like, how I so right from that, I mean, that was the thing for me. Like, that was what helped me all through my growing up. I can remember that a girl was liking me in secondary school. That yeah, this girl liked me. She got Rebecca, don't forget. She go do my me, I be preferred. So she go do my assignment for me, do everything for me, do this, do this, do that. But just he said this boy, you know, they give her face because me, I don't even know what thing. He said this girl for prep class, go just come wear gown, come, no wear anything under. You know, you just, what's going on? Yes, one day I can't sit down for her front. Don't wear the gown. Sit down for her front like this. Don't open everything for me. I just know the FC everywhere just begin hot. I didn't know how I was feeling. I was just feeling hot. But what's going on?
That's the God in you.
I just sweat because I didn't even understand what was going on. My parents didn't teach me anything other than God.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You can't talk about sex. You can't talk about... You know, so everything I learned was now what I learned everything that I know from books, you know, because I like to read. So I will read about pretty much everything. You know, I could remember taking a course on sex education to educate myself because what you don't know and you suffer for not knowing it.
Yeah.
So ignorance is, destroys faster than any other thing. Mm-hmm. So that fear was just there. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't. So it helped me. Like I said, it had its advantages, you know, and one of the advantage of that had was the fact that it helped me through my teenage years not to, you know, overdo things or join bad gangs or do all this, because that fear just, they say, how will I do this and sin against God? Or, you know, that fear, shall they.
So in the heat of that moment, you didn't sin against God?
I don't do anything.
You overcame?
I ran out of the class. I can't forget prep class for night. I ran, enter bush.
Jehovah.
I don't let that bush. I just say, my shorts don't wet. What's going on? I don't know.
Prior to now, you didn't have any idea what...
Do you understand? Like, I never even was...
But Spire, do you agree with me that, you know... And it's one thing to... It's good to be raised in a Christian home. It's good to be, you know... Teach your children how to love God and know God, mm-hmm. right? But it's also good to teach them how to be young adults. Or these basic things. It's because, you know, a lot of things that I learned by mixing with other kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... Yes, we had a fear of God in a way that, you know, would make you say, no, that's going too far. God will not like this, right? Mm-hmm. But there's some things that we could have learned from our parents, could have learned from people around, and we would have not made some mistakes that we made. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes we do this Christian thing too much to the point where, you know, the children are not wise, you're not educating them, you're telling them, mm-hmm. God hates this, God hates that, mm-hmm. you know?
Christians are too spiritual that they forget that you're human first.
I think Nigerian Christians are more religious than they are spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, because spirituality doesn't take away you understanding things and teaching your children.
Yeah, I think
things.
That's it. Being religious. Yeah. I think that's it. That's the problem. You know, that's the problem.
And you know, another thing I'll say, before I go to the next question, is that, you know, I think Nigerian parents especially should be able to teach their children the love of God as opposed to them not doing things to offend God.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the young people think that, and that's why even this generation, a lot of people don't like God or mm-hmm. don't do God. It's because it does seem like he's a wicked commander who's ready to punish you at every turn that you make a mistake. So mm-hmm. I might as well just make all the mistakes and let him just kill me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how some people
mm-hmm.
think.
Well, I mean, God is not like that. God is a loving father. I mean, even when you make mistakes, he wants to correct you. And it doesn't, God does not even punish forgiven sins. You know, so his arms are always open to mm-hmm. embrace you, and you know, and we need to do better as, you know, parents.
Yeah,
our generation needs to do better as parents, because if our parents had knowledge, they mm-hmm. wouldn't have done that to us. So now that we know, we need to make sure that we effect the change for the next generation.
Okay.
As I said.
I agree. So tell me about the music in UI. So when you left secondary school, you're a Christian band, got into uni, you maintained the same band or did something?
No. I mean, the band fell apart and mm-hmm. then I had to start a new part for myself, the University of Ibadan. So I got into school and then there were big names on campus. So I'm like, you know what? It was hard to even get shows. Like,
oh, they were struggling. Already... performing artists in...
Yeah, in University of Ibadan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big names, you know what I mean? I met the likes of Dizzy, Active, Old School. I mean, people that were doing well on the campus. You know, so it was hard for me to blend in. I tried doing a couple of auditions, but I was picked as a comedian. Even before... They not pick me for artists to sing. So they go audition you before you perform... You know, at some of the events back then. So I was picked as...
Comedian?
Yeah. God, they do...
Stand like stand-up?
Yeah, they do stand-up.
I mean, I lie.
I tell you.
You don't also, my friend.
I tell you.
Wait, what? Like you were doing stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
As opposed to music
first? Not like properly. I just knew that I was really funny. Like, just so...
Just crack one joke
for me. No, I can't do it again, man.
Okay, now you're fully a musician. Now.
Yeah, full musician. So I auditioned me. I won't perform for the show by force. They audition me to sing. They no pick me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say, okay, I can try something else. I do comedy and they pick me. So I can't find way change them from comedy back to music. You know?
Oh,
what I just wanted was that they make the hear first you. Pick me.
Yeah.
First, you know?
So wait, when you reach the stage, the thing where you agree with them, saying that you do you know them?
I know
you start to sing. I go chase you come up for the show.
Because my music, me, I won't do now. Music, like I've that's what you know. So it was hard to get into that system and break the system, you know. So I remember seeing a poster one day for an event that was going to happen in school, and my name was not there. And I looked at it and I'm like, by this time, next session, no show would go in this uni without my name being on the poster. Like, you know, so I started working. And it happened. I became like the biggest name on campus and shows in and out. And that was when I decided that I made about 200 and something thousand one night as a student. As a student. So that was huge money back then. You know, I'm like, I don't even know if my mom was ending up to that as a civil servant. And I'm like, I will never do white collar job. And that was where the decision came from. Mm-hmm. If I can make this much money doing what I love to do, then why would I go sit down in an office?
How did you make that 200K?
Events, shows.
Tickets?
No, like the game pay, I get paid. I was the hottest artist on
in
UI. Yeah.
So were you performing in school events?
Yeah.
So were they paying that much at school events?
Yeah, I was getting. I mean, as at then, if you earn 50,000 per event, you're big. So I had like different events, same night.
But so artists in schools make money from performing in school?
Yeah.
How do they make that money? From ticketing or from?
I mean, they bring artists. Just the way they call artists now, where you go pay them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to call me from social science department, another department, you go pay me. Even my department, if you want to make, I was.
So there's a whole structure and system there.
Yes, it's like there's an industry, you know, every university, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, you want to do SUG president in my school. If you don't first come and talk to people like me, you are jonesing, because now we go do campaign song for you.
Influence.
There are major decisions that even the school authority can make without.
Oh wow!
Like, we were that big. Like, I was the wheezy of my unit then.
Big deal.
Trust me. Yeah, I was a big boy.
Were you already Spiral then? Were you already called Spiral?
Yeah, Spiral
then?
Freeze.
Spiral Freeze.
Yeah.
Where did the name come from?
So when I did that secondary school, I said I'm a pastor with a chase demon.
Ah! Stop.
So when we did they called me. That was where I picked the name Spiral, because they were always calling me, Spiral Jira. Don't they call me Spiral Jira? Because the other students thought that anytime where they do bad thing, where they see me, they come. They say maybe I they go report them to headmaster.
Were you that guy?
Stress. No, but I wasn't. But the guys that were flocking with me, the Peters and the James and the, you know, what's the name of this guy? Judas. Mm-hmm. The ones where they work out with me. And them, they always do that people. But because I was the head of the, you know, the gang, the, you know.
So this was a Christian gang?
To me. Yeah, it was a Christian gang.
Oh, were there really no Peter, James, and Judas?
No,
your disciples. Oh, makes sense.
Like
makes
my
sense.
Disciples, people, where they move with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but because I was the head of the gang, now people take things, say that they go report to them. So when they see me come, yeah, spies, don't they come? Spiral Jira, don't they come? Spiral, don't they come? So, after then, I needed a name to, you know.
Are you wrong with it?
Yeah, and I just felt like all the names where I don't use, no sweets. I say, which name they again? Which name did I remember? Oh, Spiral. I'm like, okay, let me check what Spiral stands for. You know, what does Spiral mean? And I checked the dictionary. It's associated to fire. And I'm like, oh, I'm a fire brand, you know? Yeah, because I sing really well.
Mm-hmm.
I just incorporated the name and that was it. So I had that the Freeze. The Freeze was the name we had the beer before originally.
Oh, right.
You know, so I can't, because I just say this Freeze name, one person, the beer Freeze. Mm-hmm. Daddy Freeze. This Daddy Freeze don't day since that time. Many people know they mix the name together. And I can't join the Spiral.
Spiral Freeze.
So Spiral Freeze. So when I met Sound Sultan, I said, this is your name too long.
It's a mouthful.
Twists for people's mouths. Mm-hmm. So just make it on Spiral.
Yeah. And that's it.
That was it.
So you were basically the whiz of your time, and obviously you graduate from school.
Mm-hmm.
What happened post uni with the career? Because after school, right, it's almost like, I mean, I was a model during school, right? Mm-hmm. So, but once I finished school, I had to get serious for myself. Say, Omo, no money they come from parents again. So you probably had to get a job or actually focus on what you want to do. What was it for you? Did you probably try to get a job, or you just continue with the music?
Yeah, so when I left, I didn't really leave the school setup because it was hard for me leaving, because I was making cool cash. No, but now I know be student again. Right. That money wasn't coming as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just still hanging there. You know, I had a girlfriend then that eventually left. You know, left and, you know, started hanging out with another guy. And that was what pushed me to actually come to Lagos. Like,
So you stayed in Ibadan for a bit?
Yeah, I stayed in Ibadan for a bit. So it was a breakup. It was that breakup that pushed me. I'm like, you know what? I'm coming to Lagos to also. So I just called my guy. We don't enter Lagos. Like, he was doing masters while I was in 400 level. So Kunle, Super Kunle, is my partner, like my business partner. So I just called him. He had a place in Yaba then. So I just moved in there and then they also started. But I knew in myself that I can never... Music is jealous. It's not something you can do and be doing another job on the side. So you need to give it your full attention. So
that's deep. Music is jealous.
All I was just doing then was building my catalog. I was making music. I was going for industry nights then. You know, this industry now, CCK, DCKU, they also, they meet boys, all of us just there.
What year was this?
This was, 2015, 2016. Yeah, there, because I finished 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So this period, 2014, 2015, 2016, you know, before I got signed by Polo, 2017, thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So I just kept doing the music, making no money, obviously, to fund. So just trekking about, writing letters to... I remember writing a letter to Ife, Two-Face manager now. So I mean, I sign us, you know. Baba Keke, D1, and Baba Keke, Kenny's Music.
OGs in the business.
Yeah, so...
So what was wrong? Why weren't you getting signed?
I don't know, because they had people that they were working with, and who is just this random boy on the street? Just, they don't know me, no connection, nobody. I don't get connection.
But do you need that when you have talent?
Talent is not enough in this industry. Talent is never enough. So it was just a struggle. I could give some, don't even let me mention it. You give some CDs, they throw your CDs at you. I literally gave someone my CD, an industry, you know. Caps. Done. I give CD for my front. Now you just collect them, throw and fling gam, come out in car, drive off.
That's, you know, crazy. So but with all of this, you never doubted that, you know, this music was going to be possible, especially because, you know, as you get older, like, you know, let's say once you cross 30, because you blew towards, some years ago, right? Mm-hmm. But once you cross 30, do you get honest with yourself and say, you know, come bless, say this thing, no. This is not, you know, hit for my 20s, or my drop, I might go find work. Did that thought ever come to your mind?
That time came. It's not even about crossing 30. Who tell you, say, I'll be 30. Me, I'll be.
Okay,
I'll
be Gen Z. You look 25, yeah.
I'll be Gen Z. I'm about 23.
Yeah, it's so for the Wikipedia.
So, I mean, but yeah, there were times like that I thought that, I mean, how do I continue pushing this thing when I can't even feed?
Hmm.
You know, so I remember times where I would just sit down and cry. And like, I can't even send money home to my parents, to my mom she's now retired and she lived all her life to sponsor me, you know, to sponsor me especially. She sponsored her children, but me especially, because I got disowned pretty much at the time because my dad felt like I was on serious in school. He stopped paying my school fees. So my mom had to pick the bill, you know, all through secondary school before I started making money. My mom was paying all the bills and all that. Mm-hmm. So looking at her struggling, and even me myself, I don't even chop. You know that frustrating time, maybe say, you go even the record label, people go, they follow you, talk anyhow. I say, guys, look one woman one day, say, I'll be graduate too. You just follow me, talk, like, say, just, you know, people will just treat you anyhow, because you're an artist, an upcoming artist. Industry night at that time, say, you just, to be honest with you, a lot of people that are now associating with you, being familiar with you now, they're people that never showed you love, you know.
Yes. But always like that. Yeah.
We can't blame them, though. I know one particular lady on the industry night team that never gave me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was one that would always warm up to me, you know. But there was one particular lady that never, ever gave me a chance. Like, she was just always frowning and always, you know. But I can't blame her. She doesn't know me. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So I didn't come to this level and now start reacting with that, you know,
the things that have been done to you.
I will punish this person, I will do this thing, I will do that. But it was really, really bad then, bro.
But why did you keep going?
I kept going because I knew that I had this thing in me, I can do it. And
what's that thing?
I have the talent. I have it. And then I found God. I found God in Harvesters. And I mean, I know that I came across a scripture. I've always known that scripture that says, write if your vision, make it plain. Mm-hmm. Though it tarries, wait for it. You know, so it is for an appointed time. So it just kept me going. You know, but when it got to a point, my faith was just the dream.
My brother.
The dream, do they go up? You know, or you get one time, my back reach wall. I run, enter church every morning, 6:30. Next level prayers. I run, enter church. Say, God, you have to do this thing for me. I prayed and I made a vow and I said, God, if you change my life, I've made a vow that I would carry him on my head. You know, like, I really don't want to care what people would say because there was literally nobody. I was sleeping in people's DM. Like, I would go... In fact, I DM Dr. Dre. When I DM all the ones with the finish, when I say, I don't exhaust, they know they reply my message. I come on, DM Dr. Dre. There's this other... they say one... What's the name of this guy? This guy, Fat Joe. Just the DM say, listen to my jam, listen to me, I'm good, I'm all that. I mean, when I don't exhaust, when I don't do everything, I've done everything humanly possible.
To get noticed.
Nobody was even giving me face, you know. So I just had to run to God, with God. You know, it's not, I felt before it was about my talent.
Yeah.
You know, but God humbled me. See, it's not by power, it's not by mind, but by my spirit.
Mm. What do you think God was teaching you in that season, this long wait? So what do you think God was...
He was teaching me patience. He was teaching me humility. He was teaching me... He was taking, sieving some things off me. You know, because sometimes, once you just get it, you know, on a platter...
Arrogant.
You know, and you will self-destruct.
Mm.
So God needs to take you through that process to help you understand...
To refine
you. That it's not about you. You know, so, and even when you get there, you know that it's a platform for you to help people. It's not a platform for you to get to and start feeling like, till today, I don't see myself as shit.
Mm.
I don't see myself as anything. Like, I just roll normally.
Yeah.
You know, so you see me involved in some conversations with some people and you'd be like, why is he doing this? But because I was super proud before. I was super, super proud before. But those were the things that God dealt with me on, you know. So when I came out of that, I knew that almost it's not about me, it's not about, because with the way God can do them, if you listen to my songs before, you listen to my songs now, you know that this boy knows how to sing again. Is you people see, there's a scripture in the Bible that says the old temple, when they destroy the old temple, the new, when they come build new one, the new generation people, they shout, say, ah, this temple is beautiful, but the old people, they cry, say, ah, if only you guys see waiting day there before. So people say, who is your guy? If you hear my song before, you'd be like, what? Like, I sing.
Yeah.
You know, but God, I still
this
sing.
This was the message that God wanted you.
But the song with God, go use, change my life. I don't even sing quarter.
Mm.
You understand? So that's God telling you that, come on, it's not about how talented you are. You know?
You know, Spyro, like, you know that this thing you just said is so profound because I think I've gone through a bit of it. And, you know, God is so interesting that if he really has some purpose for you, he's going to really break you, reposition you.
Mm-hmm.
That humbling part is the most painful part because, you know, you're puffed up by the fact that you're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you're telling God, you're giving God your own timeline as per God, you know, say, with this talent, I suppose on this level, this level,
you
this
get,
level.
You get,
you don't even see people where you say, no, even service
we
sing, know,
now that one, they don't pay me blow. Pass.
So you
as at them, like, I was even popular. Like, I had a song with Sound Sultan. So now I was a big deal as at then. You know, I told you I was a big deal in University of Ibadan. So that was when I used to go to University of Ife.
So you said get more pedigree over them.
Do you understand? Like, when I entered this, I don't work with Sound Sultan as at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, I was, my name don't pop, enter Ife.
Mm-hmm.
All this Chinko Tiger, the virus, all of them. You know, so when I entered Ife then, That was when I met Fireboy.
Mm-hmm.
It was signed by a friend of mine. Maybe not pen to paper signed.
But yeah,
but signed. And there they chop, they do everything, they record and all those things. You know, I heard Fireboy and I'm like, this guy is talented, man. And they just dropped the song. I'm like, don't promote the song locally. You know, let me see what I can do. I spoke to, I think it was OVA then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they helped me. They uploaded it. I think I paid for it. I did. I paid for the song to be on Not Just OK, which was like a big platform back then.
Yeah, it was.
You
huge.
Know, Not Just OK.com. Once you don't hear that, ask this thing for something like this. God. So I'm telling you how I thought that when Fireboy come blue, I can't be like, hey,
before
God.
Me,
I still did.
He rings this thing, yeah.
She understand. And all those times, God was
filtering out,
teaching me that, come, it's not about you. It's not about what you can do. It's by my grace. You know? Oxlade, too. I mean, before Oxlade, do now, hey, God, now post. Oxlade was in my show in 2018 that I brought Davido, Mayokun. I had a song with David and Mayokun 2018. I thought that was it. But yeah, I don't know finish.
I need this song. Please, can you give me... Can you respond?
Funke, Unjamilara, Daddy, where you love? If they say, I'll be snake. I swallow plenty money. Funke was quite big then. So I thought that this was it. You know, so I did a show then. Oxlade came. I would post Oxlade and say, ah, guys, watch out for this guy. This guy is bad. I still get the pictures. Oxlade would do my DM and say, ah, Baba... But thank you, you know, do you understand? Like, I just see Oxlade, the game blew. Pew! I say, God, what's going on? Now Oxlade and the Fireboy blew. Now he pay me. But I say,
pay you, but it just triggered you, yeah.
Like, I'm happy that they blew at the point that they blew. But I'm like, these are people that, God, what is going on? Like, these are people that literally...
Well, like my smallies way.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it was so painful for me. It was frustrating. I would cry. I would, you know, I'd struggle with God. You know, when my back... Now, why people don't understand when I say, hey, Jesus, yes, I carry Jesus. You don't understand. Yes, like, you don't know what my eyes don't see. Like, people don't even know. I don't even want to go into this thing. And within 1 month where I go pray, God answer my prayer. Bam! I drop song. Bam! Miraculously.
The song was... is it the...
Was Who's Your Guy? Billing was just like a... Billing was the period when I started the prayer. So, the prayer was, God, they answer him gradually. Billing came, it was big, but it didn't give me what I want. Do you know? So, by the time Wizz Your Guy came out, it was just miraculous. How the song just blew and scattered everywhere.
Tell me, let's talk about Who's Your Guy. Who's Your Guy is so big. It's so big that, you know, I don't know what... In church, not this last Sunday where you come, because I know see they test you that one. In church, one day, I don't know which pastor. It was a video I saw. The pastor said, singing, who's your guy?
Even for mosque, for church, everywhere they use them.
Spirit, I know what's so interesting, because we're both Christians, right? I know when you have used your power and your might and everything has failed, and God finally does it, but he does it in a way that you know that... If he was by your power before, who's your guy not going to be?
I'm telling you.
The hits will be
today. There will be that knowing. You will know within just yourself.
This has to be God. Like, because we say I sing for you.
It's I sing. Who push on for me? No industry father. No record label. No this thing. You know, it just by itself.
Please, how did that song come about?
I mean, I wrote that song 2020 during lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Like maybe after, yeah. But it was a love song. So I just kept it there. I have a very full archive. So I did like this. I don't need to enter studio for I can churn out music without entering the studio for the next 10 years because of the work that I've done before now. So it was just one of those songs that I just picked. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, it's your time now. I wanted Who's Your Guy to go before Billing. But in my own head, I felt like Billing was the bigger song. You know? So I said, let Billing go first. You know, so when I got tired of promoting Billing and, you know, I did a remix with David, but one thing led to another. We couldn't shoot the video for it. We couldn't push with that. I was just like, okay, well, it's time to activate this song.
Sorry, you've always had a relationship with David because he's done a song with you before.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that relationship was probably going to propel the music?
See, the human mind.
Yeah.
Is the ways of God
That's why they
cannot
say,
be understood by human mind.
The foolishness of God is wiser.
Do you understand? So from my own mind, now from David, my blow will come. Do you understand? Say, from David, so that remix, I won't kill myself on top. You understand? Say, I go call David, say, family will shoot this video. Do you understand? Because in my own head, once David jump on break, this video, when we shoot the video, when we everything go, just plumb on, you know. But God sat there, was just laughing. But this one, now the song will only you do, I go take blow you. Do you understand?
So when he does it, you know that he's not...
He's going to know that he's not be floating now. God. Before Tiwa came on, who is your guy? Who is your guy was already super big. Like, he was already going to 2 million video creations on TikTok. No, that's massive. You know?
Bring me back. I need to hear the full story of Who's Your Guy. It was written in 2020.
Yeah, so...
But...
It was a love song.
Yeah.
Who's your guy? Now only me while I say, as you did, I will never leave your side. I dedicate my... Tell me who no person. You are gentle, yet a local person.
So not for the...
That was a love song. It was a love song. Okay. Because now, I just felt like, revamp the song. Mm-hmm. We made a different beat for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I removed some things. I wanted to make it general, you know, so that it's not just about
appeal
love.
To everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So it will appeal. Yeah. So that was when I now made it. Okay. It could be your guy, could be anybody. And I removed the love parts of it. You know, I dropped it. We flew to Ghana, dropped it. Did a couple of promo work in Ghana then. And I was already getting tired. We don't spend money. The song, peak. So I just went for January. VJ Adams was doing like an event. You know, I think he does it every January. So he invited me. I didn't want to go because they didn't. I was asking him, where's my invite? Not send me invite. So he didn't send invite. I'm like, maybe I not even go. But because of my friend, a friend of mine that I wanted to link to VJ Adams' girlfriend, I decided that, let me go for this event. You know, so we went. And while I was performing, I saw Chris Clown vibing to my song. So I'm like, this guy knows my song. After the distance, I go meet him. We exchanged contacts, you know. So we decided to meet up. I went to his house. For one reason or the other, the guy just kept slamming this with your guy. So slamming. He play him 100 times. I said, hey, your neighbors no go disturb. You know they disturb your neighbors. You know, before you knew it, Chris Clown started doing TikTok videos back to back. Even he was like...
He doesn't know what's going on.
Do you understand? It's like, he said, even in TikTok videos, you know, they blow like this on the normal days. But he just kept doing videos. Before you know, his videos just started...
Going viral.
Before you know it, me and Nam just sit down, they watch. They see 100,000 videos made, 200,000 videos made, 300,000. And it was... Chris Clown was really aggressive with the push to the point that he was making videos even more than me. We get the song. You know, at some point, people thought it was Chris Clown's song.
Right.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him one day, I said, why are you doing this thing that you're doing? He said, I don't even know. He said, I don't even know because this thing we are do for you, if not no money, you know the kind of money we are going to charge to do them. Yes. He didn't charge a dime. I would go in the house, I ain't going to even buy me food, see me they serve me beans and rice. Anytime I go in the house, that time I beans and rice. Do you understand? So it was God. That just all the influencers we had don't go constitute new sons to. See me they help me. The help did not come from there. Do you understand? I literally knelt down for an influencer in front of foodies. One day, I don't feel forget, I need that. He still not help me. Post to the channel, say, I beg. You know, it's still no person where I senior for age. It still no help me do them. You know, but me, I know they use all those things. Mm-hmm. But when Chris Clown just took it up, the way he was so aggressive about it is what baffles me. Like, he was just really aggressive. And before you knew it, the song entered chart. Before you knew it, number one on chart. What?
When did it dawn on you that God had finally done it? Because it's one thing for Chris, so even because of maybe the past failures with other songs, right? Mm-hmm. Even when Chris can't go the pusher, you say go the like, okay. But when it just hit you, say, God, this is the one.
Now when I go inside my house where they rent that year, just hear my song from my backyard. I'm like, no, I don't blow. They do party for
the light
my
going
backyard. I just hear my song. You see, they don't even know. Say the person will sing the song.
They manage for you.
And they tell. He said they manage for you. I'm telling you. So
wow.
That was when it dawned on me. Like everywhere I go, they are playing the song. Everywhere I'm like, yeah.
So the show started coming.
God has done it. I mean, the show started coming in back to back.
The respects too, because compared to Industry Nights and.
Yeah, I mean,
and Spiral now.
Olo Olaye Mon, I best make money. If you don't have money, nobody gives you.
God, please bless me.
Nobody send you, get money. Trust me. So, I mean, everything just literally changed. Do you understand? When you get money, safe, the kind of respect from your family is go different. You know, people will now listen to you. You know, people. Do you understand? So.
So after that, let's talk about obviously the remix. Like the remix is, I played. Not because Tiwa was, I love Tiwa, but not because Tiwa, it was the perfect collaboration. It was the song of the season and the queen jumped on it. And how did that meeting happen?
Yeah,
why Tiwa? Why not anybody else?
So who is your guy was already doing well, like I said. So Tunde had not called me because Tunde has always been, he saw the dream and he saw that this guy was going to blow from billing, you know. So and he helped push billing to. No, so when Wiz Your Guy came, when the song was already doing well, he just called me and said, this song is so big, we need to amplify, like we need to take it to another level. Tunde will give me free post, you know. Yeah, so we need to take the song to another level. So who do you want to put on it? He gave me a list of about five people, yeah. And I saw Tiwa there. You know, and I remember praying. I always like to be guided because sometimes I have now learned because of the process that God has taken me through that
you need direction from him.
No being go work. So I've done learn say anytime where I want to do stuff like that.
Consult.
You go on your knees and consult. So I just told him to give me some minutes. I went to pray. And I just came back. I said, I want Tiwa. Some of the names, the names that he gave me were giant names though. You know, that he could talk to, obviously, because of his relationship with them. So I just said, I want Tiwa. And then he spoke to Tiwa. And it was more like a confirmation because Tiwa made it easy. Like, she didn't even stress us. I was expecting that she was going to say, you know.
a diva
of the industry, you know. Yeah. Number one diva, you know. But like, it was going to be stressful. She didn't even stress us. Back, back, back. She don't record. Back, back, back. We don't shoot video, you know. So, I mean, and I'm like... Thank God that I followed the leading because a lot of times we just feel like it's real. God leads his people.
And when he leads, there's ease. Like, I'm telling you. Struggling.
I saw some tweets recently that how does Spiral know the right people to feature? Because on this Only Fine Girl remix too, I was like, who do I put on Only Fine Girl? And then I decided to, I was going the human way before. I was trying, but the road just the block for everywhere. So I'm just like, God. So I went into a conversation somewhere. I was in a conversation somewhere and then someone just played Duduke. And my friend that was there just started saying, this song, everybody just started vibing to this. And I said, it didn't click in my head. So immediately I slept that same night. I woke up and the first message I saw on Instagram was, put Simi on this song, blah, 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 blah. And immediately I heard the voice, Simi, that I put for this one. Like I clearly. So I reached out to, I went on the group page. Okay, he's not there, it's Corey Day that was there. I reached out on the group to say, I want Simi on this song, you know? And they reached out to Simi. Easy. Once God done
put something
for something, it makes it very, very easy for you. You know, when it came out, it was the perfect collaboration to, you know, within the few couple of days I've released it, the numbers are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I never even drove video.
God is involved. You know, so. But you know, another thing I'm curious about is that, you know, it's one thing for you to have a very big song like Who's Your Guy and the remix that's even bigger. The anxiety after releasing such a big song, because you have to outdo, because people are expecting more. Was there ever pressure on you? I know that you have God and everything, but then... Was there ever pressure on you to say, you know, how do I outdo Who's Your Guy? Also, because people are watching. Like, you also don't want to have come this far, gotten a hit, and be a one-hit wonder.
Back, yeah.
That's a big fear.
Pressure.
I was worried. I didn't know you, but I was just so worried that it's our Christian brother. I mean, no. hell of all our hands for this kingdom. So
I think we can't time it pass as because there was a lot. In fact,
because that's how you did smart with Jesus. So they go and say Jesus does not give him another hit. I know Nigerians are very.
It's not just even about the hit, because people enter me going one hit wonder. What is this? Yeah. What is that? Even when I was nominated for Eddies, they didn't want me to win one.
Really?
They don't even want me to carry one. I was nominated 3 times. Afrima too. I was nominated.
But why do you think there was so much hate towards you regarding that?
Because of the fact that I don't know why it's fine for people to project whatever they want to project, but once someone comes out and project God, then there is war. You know, people just come for you. Or people just twist your words. Till today, I'm still very much misunderstood because people feel like I judge.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not my goal here. My goal is to come and let people know that it can be done clean.
Right.
You can make money from doing it clean.
Right.
Like you can, God is interested in the prosperity of his people. Right. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. He said, having the world that now is and that which is to come. So God is just interested in your soul prospering, you know. So it's not against you blinging up or you icing up and all those things. Yeah. He wants it for you. So, you know, but I don't know where people get it wrong with me that maybe I'm trying to enforce some things. I'm not a saint.
So this is my own theory, and I feel like, you know, sometimes you can be misunderstood from how you communicate. Because for every time that those conversations have come up, I understand where you're coming from as somebody who loves Christ and who wants to show that, you know, you can be a superstar and also project a life that is of God. But sometimes I feel like, you know, so our intention is probably lost in the communication of it, right? And we now have to skillfully learn how to communicate our stance to the rest of the world.
I mean, which is what I've done for the for the past couple of months, like I've gone back to drawing board to see that is there anything about me that makes people feel like I'm coming across to be judgy or trying to, you know, because I'm also a sinner. Do you understand? I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to present a perfect front.
Yes.
You know, everyone has skeletons in their cupboard.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just after making an impact. I'm just after, you know, helping, raising a new
generation
of people that will love God and succeed in doing the right thing and doing clean things.
Yes.
You know, so I'm not necessarily pointing fingers to anybody to say, and the gospel of Christ is the gospel of love, like I said earlier on. So Jesus did not come to judge people. He drew them closer by loving them. I mean, so what were we
so the about? The anxiety for being the one with hits won that conversation.
So it was there, the pressure was there, but I just knew that it can't be me. Like I get back in, like it can't be me. I can't get lost. If he brought me here, he will preserve me. You understand? It was saying that by myself. If God no send you go somewhere, if you go there, you go chop else, you go collect. If God send you, you go back you up. So I always knew that it cannot be me that will just come, be a flash in the pan and just go like that. No, it can't be me. Like, the evidence is. So at some point I was really, really scared.
Yeah.
But then sometimes when you look at how God has brought you
trajectory,
from, you know, here to here, from step to step. And I can see these evidences. Like I came in this year. Look at all the things I've done. First year, don't buy 2 hours. Don't buy G-Wagon. Don't buy C300. Don't buy Mama car. Don't collect Eddie's award. Don't collect Afrima. Don't collect. Do you understand?
You get 2 hours,
bro.
God. Now let's worry the answer.
I bought for myself. Bought for my manager, bro.
Yo.
I still bought another one. Do you understand? So it's not even okay. The one for my manager, not my own. So now for him. Do you understand? But I'm telling you that God will actually teach you to make wealth. You know, so once the grace is upon you, I see people, they ask, say, this guy, EFCC is supposed to look into him. And I'm like, well, that's how it is when God
When God is involved, you know. It's not even the money, it's just prosperity, you know.
Yeah, do you understand? Just... People feel look, you say, you, this guy, you're thick. I mean, it happens like that. You know, and then when I look at, evidence is full everywhere. Who is your guy's the most streamed song on YouTube this year in Nigeria? Now only Libyanka. Passam. Who is your guy video is on 100 and something million
views. That's amazing.
Do you understand? How did I do it? Not be me. I don't know as it happened. Do you understand? I'm like, God just wants to prove a point with me.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
so that's yes. it. So I feel like all these evidences don't make me see. If God do this one, if God do this one.
So even this, in seasons where it doesn't look as if things are happening, yeah. You're still trusting.
I drop one song after Who Is Your Guy, put Diamond Platinum, put any. The song did well, but it didn't do as much as. So I was worried at that point. Hey, don't let my enemies
laugh at me.
Ah, because even for Eddie's, they shake like this. When they call the first one, I know when second one, I know when the last one like this. I say, God, if you.
But what if you had not win? You're not one.
It's not an option. I feel no come Nigeria again. It wasn't an option. There was so much because there was something happening. There was something, maybe it was around that Charlie Poppy period where people said I spoke against Charlie Poppy without even watching the podcast.
So did you think people were looking for you to fail?
They were waiting. In fact, it's not like they were waiting. They're looking. They were waiting for me to fail. Like there were messages everyone, right? They said, Shebina, that one, if you carry one, if they give you one like this, make I die. You know, there was
people were sending those messages to
you? Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
But I went with so much faith. And in fact, I built a shelf for awards.
Before?
And I said, before traveling, I said, I'm coming back to this country with nothing less than 2 hours. So when I got there, they called the first one, second one, I'm like, God, how me and you take talk and be this? Like, my heads were bowed. Like, God, this is not happening. The collaborator of the year goes to Spiral Boy.
I'm like, God, thank you. Thank you for not disgracing me.
I tell you, say, even if not last minute, God will show up. So if I've tasted of God, I'm not coming to come and carry mere words and say, God, no, they fail. You say, God, no, they fail because I'm just saying it. They are not mere words. Like, I've actually experienced it. Because at that point, I felt like, if they are not giving me this thing, voila, for Apple. And Afrima, too, I didn't even thought that it was going to work because I was in my room when they called. They can't look for me up and down. So if you watch the Afrimas, you see that I go on stage very late because I wasn't even expecting it. But God did yet again. So if God can do all those things, is it its song that is God's problem? Jesus Christ is the most famous man in the world today. You don't use Instagram, you don't know social media. How did that happen?
Oh, Bashata, you just gave me a revelation. It's popular with the cheese. It's popular when you want popular.
Jesus popular now. Nobody for this world. I'm telling you, go to in the history of the world, no name is as popular as the name of Jesus. So how did he do it? Without print media, without social media, without anything. So
we just Peter, James, and Paul.
I'm telling you, John. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Now, the first song for my EP be that because he lives. So it's like an assurance that once, as long as God is alive, I cannot fail because you can't. Now me go come on this industry. Say I not do again. Not this industry go come on to me.
Amen. Thank God for you. And okay. So after that song, you get your headies. Then Only Fine Girl. So I'm sure that you probably had a lot of songs to choose from to influence the next hits, right? Why did you choose Only Fine Girl?
Because I prayed also. And my partner was like, oh, there's a song called Gucci. So let's do Gucci. I said, no, this Only Fine Girl is the song that we are putting out.
Why?
So let's put out this Only Fine. I kept it because I had prayed about it and I felt, you know, there are different ways that God answers prayers, like that the Spirit of God speaks to you. Sometimes you just have peace. Sometimes once you're praying about something and your spirit is troubled, don't go ahead with that thing. That's God indirectly telling you, don't do it. But sometimes when you just have peace about it, so I just had peace that this song. So I'm sure my partner was like, what is it about this song that you have? Because he really wanted us to do the other song. And I'm like, no, is this Only Fine Girl? Let's put out this Only Fine Girl. And we did. And with less promo, I think that must be the song where we don't even spend money on top pass. It just blew up. It was just everywhere. In fact,
it was quite organic though.
I had paid TikTokers when the song picked up. So I told them to hold the money. Say, don't activate again. Because the song had picked on TikTok, right? I said, don't activate already again. Just leave it. Let it be like this. when I need the money. Now, I will now use the song to activate on another song.
Or the remix.
Or the remix. Okay. Do you understand? But it was just, I mean, I didn't even have to spend one quarter of this money that I would have spent on other songs. And what the TikTok, the lady that does TikTok for me, one of the ladies, she looked at me one day. And I was like, ah, TikTok is expensive. She said, guy, you have grace. See, the kind of money people put on TikTok, you've not put quarter of it, and your song just used to peak on TikTok.
Yeah.
See, you don't know what you have. You have grace.
It's the grace of God. I agree. Know?
So, yeah, that was how Only Fine Girl came about. Only Fine Girl, I recorded it 2020. So, I just went into the archive. And
so,
I was like,
you technically have like a reservoir.
Yeah. That I just go and reproduce the song. I get my producers to reproduce.
Like, how many songs should be, like, do you probably, give me a rough estimate of songs that...
Like, least 200. Like, least.
So, if you wanted to drop a new song every other month for the next...
I can.
Absolutely. 5 years.
The people that actually know me, they know that I have so much songs.
So, you don't record now as an artist?
I'm not recording right now. I'm just picking from the old songs.
So, are you saying that if you get an inspiration, you cannot quickly call producer, come inside, CGC?
That one day.
Mm-hmm.
That one day, but right now it's harder because you're too busy. I'm on the road 24/7.
I hear that with musicians, so that you can get so busy that you're not even available to record.
Yeah, so that's why it's also good to have a good foundation to have gone through the process. You see all those times where you wait, when you walk, you wait, when you can't kneel down. Because right now I can go for another 10 years. Without my EP, majority of the songs in my EP were songs that I've done in the past that I just brought back. You know, so
it was worth the wait.
It was, I mean, it's worth it.
Mm. So would you describe yourself as a, you know, I wouldn't describe you as a Christian singer. Maybe a conscious, is that what they call it, conscious music?
I think that's what they call it.
Yeah. What type of singer will you describe yourself as?
I'm just a singer. I'm an Afrobeat singer. Pretty much. So I'm a secular singer.
Right.
You know, so the where people mix it up is that you can be a banker and love God and carry God into your space, banking space.
Mm-hmm.
You can be an actor, be an actor and carry God into your acting space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a singer
who
that has brought God into my space because I'm like, he brought me here, like he gave me success. So there ain't no reason why. It's just like how it's possible for a Dangote or to say, ah, Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect anything about his business.
Yeah.
So I'm a secular singer. What people, I'm not a gospel singer. Let's put it out there, Claire. I'm not a gospel singer. I could do gospel music. Mm-hmm. To me, music is music.
Right.
No, but I'm not a gospel. I don't want to be. There's no gospel banker. There's no. You don't go to the bank and say, give me gospel money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to. A singer is a singer. Do you understand? So I'm not a gospel singer. I'm a secular singer. So the opposite of gospel is not secular. The opposite of gospel is carnal. And I don't make carnal music.
Mm.
I'm in the secular industry, but I do clean music.
Mm.
You know, so I don't make carnal music.
So clean music is dependent on the lyrics of the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hear me talking about, oh, shake your bum bum, shake your this thing, shake your... I mean, it's not my way.
But what's wrong with shaking your bum bum?
I don't know. Just not the way that I want to... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's not the way I want my music to be
perceived. Yeah.
Do you understand? If that's how... you want yours to be perceived, then it's fine. Like, I'm not fighting you. I'm not, you know, but I also am responsible for some people that listen to me and I need to take care of them. I need to be cautious and be, because music is very powerful. It's a powerful tool. Music has taken people to prison. Music has shaped people's life. Music has made people successful in life. Music is the fastest way to the heart. You know, once it sticks, that's the end of it. Do you understand? So I'm very careful about what I put out. And me, I'm personally careful about that. So I'm not a gospel singer yet again, but I can work with anybody. Do you understand? As long as when we come to my own space, when you come to Rome, you behave like, once you are in my space, once I've, you know, we are working together, let's abide by the rules.
Yeah.
You know, that I work with, which is, I mean, I worked with someone yesterday in the secular space too. You know, but I will not just jump on any song that is not
decent. The lyrics does not you know, appeal to, yeah.
You understand? But it doesn't mean that I'm judging or anything.
Okay.
I'm just a lover of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can understand why after this podcast, because I've given you the background into why.
Yeah. I know that you love God. I'm you know, when the whole brouhaha started online, and I just knew that it was a misunderstanding in terms of how things were communicated. And, you know, I'm also very proud of the fact that you are championing your faith, even with all the drama that's happening. You know, because sometimes you're not the only Christian who does secular music.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out that the rest of us cannot really champion our faith.
Is it the rest of us?
No, I mean, on this podcast, it's almost Jesus podcast. We're not just call it Jesus podcast, but I talk about Jesus a lot on this podcast. But then again, I'm saying that in your industries, it's going to be hard for some people who even believe God, who trust God, to publicly say, you know, I'm a Jesus boy because of what...
I've spoken to a couple of artists that they want to do it, but they're we're afraid of what would people say.
How would you be received?
Will my music still sell?
Yes.
Will I not be sidelined?
It's a business decision for them.
It's difficult for me to, I won't lie to you, because a lot of times people try to sideline me.
Really?
But what... Yes, now, sometimes I greet some of my colleagues, they don't answer me. You know, because they feel like, oh, you won't come collect up for our amount or something. I don't know whatever they're thinking. But what I feel is that I'm not worried because, like I said, somebody brought me here for a purpose. As long as I'm in line with the purpose, I'm not afraid. You cannot sideline me. Yes. You can only try. You can sideline me. And I can't be afraid of who can kill my body or cannot kill my soul. You know, so if you come...
Spiral, preach!
So if you come today, you say you won't kill me. Kill me. You know, but my soul is still very much intact. So I'm much more afraid of God. Because it's tiring that Christians are even the most of my enemies. They are Christians.
Sparrow, but you know that, let's be honest. Let me not say, it's just generalized, but a lot of Christians don't even understand the God that they... So somebody was saying, I watched a video that somebody said, you know, some people know the book, but not the Lord of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some people can quote you all the scriptures that will destroy you, but they don't know the person that we're talking about. And the scripture is supposed to point to Jesus, not...
Mm-hmm.
So I hear you when you say Christians are probably one of you.
But then the cause problem pass. And there are some things that you can't try with some other religion. Islam, for example, you can try some things with them. They take you up.
True.
You know, but Christians, apart from the fact that everybody is just shying away from God, you are shying away. You get money, you get fame, you now forget how you started. You forgot where you used to go and buy Katangura, where you used to go and buy food. Then you forget everything. You have decided that there is no God now. Like
it's because the bulk of the Christians are not in relationship with God because they love Him. Making nobody say we don't serve God. Oh God, don't kill us. Oh God, please provide for us.
But the question is, if you now see someone doing it, why don't you rally around the person and support the person rather than fight the person?
Because you are doing it because you love God now. You don't understand. Let me give you context. If I'm the guy that is only doing God because I need to get by, I need to survive, you are doing God because he's your father. You love him. It's different. So it means that he did us. All the things that I need will be sorted. I will bail. But you are there in relationship because you love your father. You cannot leave him. You cannot go anywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
So half the time, the people that we really think are spiritual and they want to even teach you about your God and I will come for you online, they don't even know the God that you know.
Because the gospel of God is the gospel of love. Come.
Love of grace.
Come unto me. God wants everybody. Yeah. If Jesus were in this world today, he would use everything within his means to... make the best use of social media to draw people.
Ooh, you're preaching good.
To him.
You're preaching good.
If he were here, you'd be found in the clubs.
Yes.
You know, he would not be found. He said, I didn't come for the saved. You won't come
to see Jesus in the church. Library.
The church is to groom the people that have been saved.
Mm.
But that's not the Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven.
When a sinner
just one repents, person repents. So God is more interested in those people out there to bring them into the congregation.
Yeah.
So they say, you see an artist singing in church. He say, no, why will he be on the stage?
Mm.
Why is he doing
that's his father's thing? House. That's
of course. We are human beings too, and we should be. Let me serve my God.
Do you know one thing I just even realized recently? And I was telling my friends, I was telling them that you know, by 2023 and the times that we are in, right? Influence is on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If God was here, he would use social media influencers more than pastors are great, but if a pastor that doesn't catch on with social media influence, that's on him. Right, but because that's where everybody's attention is right now.
Exactly.
So he's likely to use a Vicky James, for example, who is a Christian designer, who he knows that if she opens her mouth, 1,000 women would listen to her.
And that's what I keep saying, that God needs foot soldiers in every
industry.
So it doesn't care where you are, whatever industry you are, God needs you, because even this Christianity that we are talking about today, we won't be talking about it if not for a politician. Joseph of Arimathea. He was a politician and he was the only one that had access to Pilate to request for the body of Christ. If not, the normal procedure in the whatever those days is that if you are nailed on the cross, they break your leg and they throw you somewhere, go and bury. They don't even bury them. They probably burn them or just go and throw them anywhere. And for the scriptures to be fulfilled, Christ needed to be buried in a tomb for him to rise. Do you understand? But Peter, as close as they were to Jesus Christ, they did not have access to Pilate because they were not politicians. They didn't have that power. You know, so he took Joseph of Arimathea to go to Pilate because he had access. Imagine that he wasn't there.
Preaching good.
So my pastor now will find it hard to reach you or to reach a David or to reach a Whiskey, but I have access.
Yes.
So that's why God needs me where I am.
Even away from that, and you guys, it's okay for you guys to disagree, right? If I see a flyer with David, Spyro, and Wiz attending Harvesters, I am likely to show up. It might be that that's the day that God wants to save me, but the thing that pulled me in were the influences that were on those posters.
Exactly.
So it's when you say, oh, yeah, mixing the church of God with this. I'm like, the church is here for people. This is a laundry house for the people that need it. It's not you that you've been saved. Okay, exactly. Go inside and improve yourself.
Exactly.
Let's look for the people in the world and bring them in.
Exactly.
That's what I always say. But then again, I don't want to be in the religious war. So, yeah, let me not.
All right, that's fine. Then,
anyway, Spyro, thank you for coming on my show. Before I let you go, I want to ask you a final question. If this was a chapter in the book, if your life was a chapter in the book, what chapter would you say you're in now?
Grace. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good answer. Thank you so much for coming on TVT Pod. Please help me sign out.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Spyro, and I just spilled some tea on Tea with Tay. You already know. Follow, like, share. That's what's up. Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.